It's 68 degrees in Sioux City and 68 degrees at the Iowa Great Lakes at 1210. And now it's time for Food for Thought.
Good afternoon and welcome to another installment of Food for Thought here on Siouxland Public Media, KWIT. I am your host, Adrian Colbo. We're live in the studio today with an old friend of the program back when Gretchen did Food for Thought, Lori Taylor, president of the Sioux City Garden Club. Welcome, Lori.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Oh, absolutely. So also, Lori, you are a master gardener.
Yes, I have been a master gardener for 15 years now.
15 years. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll get to, I have questions about that title, especially today on May the 4th, relating to Yoda and Jedi masters within gardening. But little jokes there. But also, you're called the Garden Lady by some students.
I am, because I do a lot of school garden work. And I just said, if you can't remember my name, you can just call me the Garden Lady. So I'm at the grocery store or other stores, and they come running up to me and hugging. And their parents are like, who's that? And they're like, it's the Garden Lady.
Well, you know, there might be a spinoff show or program that we can do, which is called Hey Garden Lady.
Maybe,
go. I like that. People can give their shout-outs to you and do it a little bit more respectfully, not in the grocery store when you're yes, trying to have private time. Yes. But back to, you know, the reason that you're on the program today, we're promoting the Green Thumb Plant Sale, right?
Yes. Yeah. I'm so happy to be on here to promote our Green Thumb Plant Sale. It's an annual event that our Sioux City Garden Club hosts every year. It's been going on for many, many years. I'm not exactly sure how many, but it's a great place to get locally grown plants that you know will grow well here, because it's the second year that we've partnered with Southdale Nursery down near Sergeant Bluff. And they provide some of our plants, as well as garden club members dig plants out of their own yards. And then sometimes they have friends or neighbors that are willing to donate plants. So you know they're going to grow here. Mm. Because nothing is more frustrating than going to the garden center, picking out the plant that you love, and not have it come back the next year because it's not hardy here.
Right, right. So people are actually digging these out of their own gardens.
Yes, and then we are.
So you're probably one of them that, so if you come to the Green Thumb Plant Sale, likely there are plants there that have been raised by a master gardener.
And garden club members. And we have just perennials that will come back every year, mm-hmm. or some people like annuals that will only last one season, but they'll provide more color during the season. We've started adding more edibles because vegetable gardening is increasing in popularity. We usually have an abundance of houseplants and succulents as well. So just a little bit of every type of plant that you could imagine. And then we also have a garden market at the plant sale. And that's where our Sioux City Garden Club members might have tools that they're not using anymore, or books and containers, that type of thing. And so you can shop there too. So it's a well-rounded shopping experience.
Well, it sounds like an awesome time. It's Friday, May 11th, from 3 o'clock to 7 p.m. And there are no early sales.
No early sales. I know. People are always lining up at the door, practically beating the door down, but we can't allow early sales because it's not fair to everybybody else that comes a little bit later.
There's a finite amount of plants, right?
I mean, yes.
Does it usually sell out every year?
It usually does. It usually does, because it's pretty much, you want to come early to the sale to get the best selection, because if you wait until 6:30, 6:45, there may not be a whole lot left.
Right. So tell us the full scoop on where to go, the hours, you know, all the information.
Yep. The plant sale will be Friday, May 11th from 3 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. at Redeemer Lutheran Church at 3204 South Lakeport in Sioux City.
Awesome. So you also do other community things with the Sioux City Garden Club, including some grants for local gardening.
Yes, and that's what we use a portion of our proceeds from our plant sale. We have been doing grant programs since 2014, And we have funded a lot of the school garden work has been funded that way. We've issued grants to the Pierce Center for Autism for a sensory garden. The Siouxland Railroad Museum has received grants from us. This year we are funding Stars Barn. They're redoing some of their landscaping. Schessler Hall, which is a house for mentally handicapped women. And so there have been a lot of great projects, a lot of community garden support that we've done too.
So these are kind of like beautification grants,
yes.
Some of them, but then some of them are more, like you were mentioning, for a sensory garden. Mm-hmm. They have different applications.
Yep, and it's mostly for like the purchase of plants and mulch and that type of thing. We don't fund capital improvements or property improvements because every year it seems like we get a couple of those grants, and unfortunately... Mm-hmm. We can't fund those because it's not really a garden-related project. They're kind of associated with a garden, but it's not gardening.
Right, right. So back to the Master Gardener title.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of, in my mind, I have this thing where you were introduced at some point to another master gardener and they were, you were taken under their wing and how does that process start and how does it, how do you gain that title of master gardener?
Yeah, I was actually introduced to the master gardener program at the Green Thumb plant sale.
Oh, wow.
They had some information out at the sale and I picked it up and signed up for it. At the time I was doing in-home daycare. And so my reasons for taking the class were not necessarily pure. I just needed adult interaction is the main reason why I took the class. But some of my best friends that I have made have been through the Master Gardener Program as well as the Sioux City Garden Club. And what the Master Gardener Program is, it's a program. It's pretty much offered in all 50 states and then as well as some foreign countries. And they're through land grant based universities. And you take a series of classes, usually at an extension office.
Which ours would be Iowa State.
Yep. And that would be the Woodbury County one.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And our land grant university is Iowa State. Nebraska's University of Nebraska. And South Dakota, I think, is South Dakota State, if I remember right. And then after you take the coursework, then you complete 40 hours of volunteer service. And then you go from a master gardener intern to a certified master gardener. And then after that, you have yearly volunteer service requirements, which right now is 20 hours and then 10 hours of continuing education each year. So it takes a bit, but learn so much through the program, and it helps you to avoid some pretty expensive mistakes, in your landscape, especially if you are a beginning gardener, it's a great way to get that foundational learning before you even start.
Sure. So, for those just tuning in, we are sitting down live here on Siouxland Public Media with Lori Taylor, she is a master gardener or a Jedi gardener, I would say, today on May the 4th. She's with the Sioux City Garden Club, and they're having their Green Thumb plant sale on Friday, May 11th. So, talk a little bit about the garden club history in Sioux City.
Yeah, the Garden Club has been around for almost 100 years.
Wow.
And it kind of started in 1925 with a couple neighbors that wanted to do something and give back to the city. And so it was incorporated in 1926. So in just a few years, we'll be celebrating our 100-year anniversary,
wow,
which is pretty exciting. The Sioux City Garden Club was instrumental in the forming of the Sioux City Rose Garden, is what they called it then, at Grandview Park.
Mm-hmm.
So without the Sioux City Garden Club, there might not be a rose garden at Grandview Park. So it's just an interesting story. And it's a club that has met every year since then, and they've really given back to the community for community beautification projects throughout Sioux City. And currently our garden club meets on the third Monday of the month, from September to April, at Unity Point Sunnybrook, and at 6:30. And then from May, June, July, and August, we go on weekly garden walks. So we get inspiration from other gardens in the community.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and we go as a group, and it's a lot of fun. The membership fee is $20, and people can find out more information about that on our website, siouxcitygardenclub.org. Or we also do have a Facebook page, too.
Right. There's some good information on Facebook as well.
Yeah. And we try to post a lot of garden-related information, too, on our Facebook page. And they can find out more information about the garden the Green Thumb plant sale on there, too.
Well, a $20 membership to the Sioux City Garden Club, just for the access to be able to tour other people's gardens.
Yes.
I feel like that is a really good value.
Yeah, because you see so many neat ideas and get inspiration. And then it's like, okay, how can I fund this when I get back home?
Well, and your comment about, having a really solid foundation in terms of, knowing what plants are going to be hardy in this area, avoiding mistakes that are going to be costly mistakes. I think that's an important point to make.
And it's the neat thing about gardeners. I don't know that it's like a kindred spirit that gardeners have, and they don't keep their information and their knowledge to themselves. I think they're like the most generous people on the face of the earth, because they're willing to dig up their own yards to share plants for the Green Thumb plant sale and share all their knowledge. And
well, my sister-in-law is, she has an amazing garden, and I don't know if she's a member of the garden club, but I'll definitely be pestering her about that a little bit. I think she would really love it. But I love going over to her home and sitting outside. But I recently bought a house, and I have some property. It is tedious work to work on a garden and really have a beautiful, well-planned and well-laid-out garden. So it makes sense that gardeners would be some of the more generous people.
Yeah, yeah, I know. And it's just so daunting, especially when you move into a new property. It's like, oh my goodness, where do you start? And so if you can share information with other gardeners, that's half the battle right there that you've already won.
Well, a good opportunity Friday, May 11th at the Green Thumb plant sale from 3 to 7 p.m. at Redeemer Lutheran Church. And talk a little bit about your partnership with Southdale.
Yeah, it's the second year that we have partnered with them. And it's been a great partnership because we've tried other nurseries in the past. And Southdale has been great to work with, and they always have such healthy plants that they provide to us for the plant sale. And the nice thing is that they're locally owned, because that was really important to us as a garden club, to try to find a nursery that was locally owned instead of a big chain. So we're trying to support our locally owned businesses by partnering with them.
Sure. So what items right now are, our spring has come a little bit later this year. How has that impacted the items that can be planted now? Are we behind schedule? How's that working?
Yeah, we are behind schedule, and especially because I just received something in the mail for like crabgrass preventer and things like that. And kind of the general rule of thumb is to wait until the forsythia blooms start dropping, and then that's when you usually put down your crabgrass preventer. So it's a little bit later. And as everybody's noticed, the leaves are not on the trees yet, which is kind of weird since it's May. And I know my daffodils have just started blooming a couple weeks ago, and usually they're blooming in March and April. And so a lot of things are just waking up now. So everybody just needs to kind of hang on, be patient, and wait for Mother Nature to do her thing and wake everything up. And everything should be fine. We had great snow cover, which provides insulation, which was great because a few years ago we had brutally cold temperatures and no snow cover. And I know a lot of people lost things that should have been hardy way far north of Sioux City, and they lost everything in their landscape. So we should not have those problems. It's just taken it a while to wake up this spring.
Well, Lori, just a ton of knowledge that you have here, and then obviously with the Sioux City Garden Club, just I would love to just have that conversation with everyone. What is your favorite plant? What is your varietal that you just love the most?
Oh wow, that is such a tough one. It's like asking to pick a favorite child. I love growing herbs. I think that is probably my favorite thing that I've kind of dabbled in the last several years. And they're so easy to take care of. They're good for the pollinators. And as long as you have okay draining soil, because that's the one thing that they don't like is constantly wet soil.
Right.
Because most of them are native of the Mediterranean. So when you think about that and the type of soil that they have, they need some well-draining soil. But it just, you can't beat the flavor of just going out in the yard and picking some chives, just snipping a few chives, or adding a sprig of spearmint to your tea or something like that, or fresh basil to make pesto. Because you compare that to the store-bought, and there is no comparison. And I think at one point I did like a price comparison too, and the little packages of herbs that you get in the store for like $2.99, it would end up being the equivalent of like $26 a pound.
Really?
To buy herbs in the store, whereas most herbs are easy to plant from seed for $2 a pack. So I prefer to do that and just go out and kind of graze and snip off little things when I'm out in the yard.
Put together fresh herb packets for cooking chicken.
Yeah, because
like
fresh
that.
Rosemary. Oh my goodness, I love that smell. That's like one of my favorite smells in the whole wide world.
Me too. And fresh lemon, fresh thyme and lemon on some chicken for me is just, there's nothing better.
Yeah, and then one of the things that I grow too that is becoming more popular, thank goodness, so it's a little bit easier to find is pineapple sage. So it kind of has a sagey undertone, but then that pineapple flavor does come through, and I love throwing that in lemonade.
I was going to say some iced tea,
iced tea, lemonade. It is like fabulous, because then everybody's like, what's that? You know, this is like the best lemonade that I've ever had.
And kind of a savory hint with the sweet.
Yeah.
Well, Lori, I appreciate you tying things back into food here on Food for Thought.
Yes.
And now I'm hungry, so hopefully our listeners are loving that as well. Lori, it's been great having you on the program. Thanks so much for taking some time to be here with me.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Once again, talking to Lori Taylor today, master gardener and the president of Sioux City Garden Club here in Sioux City. The Green Thumb Plant Sale is Friday, May 11th, and it's from 3 to 7 p.m. at Redeemer Lutheran Church. Be sure to stop out and make some good garden connections with your local garden club. This has been Food for Thought on Siouxland Public Media, KWIT, up here on the Western Iowa Tech campus. My name is Adrian Colbo. Be sure to tune in next week for another installment of Food for Thought, just around the noon hour on Fridays. And we will see you soon. Thank you.